Homecoming can be a real special time. Special time as we come and learn and fellowship with one another and reflect on our history. The greatest history book ever written is this book here, the Word of God. As we can look back and see how God's hand touched so many things in our life. Jesus taught in parables. And a parable is simply an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. If you think about parables, now we have modern day parables, and I'm going to share one with you in a little bit. But parables is a very, very wonderful time to relate a spiritual truth. In Matthew's Gospel, in the 21st chapter, starting at verse 33, the whole chapter goes this way. The triumphant entry into Jerusalem by Jesus. And when Jesus went in and cleared the temple of the money changers, Jesus cursed the fig tree. She cursed the lemon tree, and now we got lemons. She did. And the authority people of the day was challenging Jesus. And then there was the story of the two sons, and we pick it up with the parable of the evil farmers. Hear God's word, New Living Translation, red letter edition, attributing these words to Jesus. He said, now listen to this story. A certain landowner planted a vineyard, built a wall around it, dug a pit for pressing out the grapes, built a lookout tower, and then he leased the vineyard to tenant farmers and moved to another country. At the time of the grape harvest, he sent his servants to collect his share of the crop. They were original sharecroppers. But the farmers grabbed his servants, beat one of them, killed one of them, stoned another. So the landowner sent a large group of his servants to collect for him the results of the harvest. Finally, the owner sent his son, thinking, surely they will respect my son. But when the farmers saw his son coming, they said to one another, here comes heir to the estate. Come, let's kill him and get the estate for ourselves. So they grabbed him, took him out of the vineyard, and murdered him. Jesus said, when the owner of the vineyard returns, what do you think he will do to those farmers? Well, the religious leaders replied, well, he put the wicked man to a horrible death and leased the vineyard to others who will give him his share of the crop for each harvest. And then Jesus said, didn't you ever read this in Scripture? The stone rejected by the builders has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous to see. What I mean, he says, is that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation that will produce the proper fruit. Anyone who stumbles over the stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls. But when the priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus, they realized he was pointing to them, and that they were the farmers in this story, and they wanted to arrest him, but they were afraid because the crowds considered Jesus to be a prophet. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Of course, Jesus was talking about the nation of Israel. And we know Israel then went through another period of time where they were exiled from their land.